Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Popcorn rip.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Welcome back. Hour number two here on Sports Daily on a Thursday. Shane and Bruce, Jad running the show back in the studio. We have a little bit of historic Shocker baseball to talk about. The Shocks and Florida State from the 1989 College World Series aired last night. Wichita State stayed alive. Have a review. Kansas Sports Hall of Fame 2020 class has been announced. We got that to get to as well. But coming up in about 6 days or so is the Major League Draft. And it's got quite a different look. And to that end, we bring in on the hotline Jim Callis from MLB.com, MLBPipeline.com as well, draft guru. Jim, first of all, how are the dogs doing in the Callis household? How are they holding up in these trying times?
They're having a good time. We've got my son's dog. My son is studying abroad in Europe. We actually brought his dog home with him. He's actually gone back to Switzerland where things are a little better than they are in the U.S., and he's got a girlfriend over there. But we have four dogs in the Callis household, and our puppy, Lexi, turns one today. So it is her birthday. We need to go get some dog cookies at the special dog treats at the local pet store.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Fantastic.
So
well,
I had a quick question for you. So did I hear you guys were replaying the 1989 College World Series?
That's right.
That was the first College World Series I covered in full for Baseball America, so I remember that one well.
Yeah, the one last night was the rain delay game with Florida State, the one that we aired last night.
I want to say Ricky Kimball might have pitched that game for Florida State.
He did. He did, and he slipped and fell on a bunt by Mike McDonald,
yep.
And that prompted that 56-minute rain delay, which probably should have happened about 15 minutes before that because it was –
yeah.
It was raining. Yeah, Ricky Kimball came in for Gar Finvold in that one for Florida State. So yeah, we've been having a little fun with that, playing those back at 6 o'clock every night. And tonight's game will be Game 3 between Wichita State and Florida State, and the winner goes on to the championship game. So yeah, that's kind of what we.
The Shockers winner in that one.
Yes,
I've got the Shockers winning.
Yeah, yeah, we feel good about our chances.
Yeah, in a wild one. Yeah, exactly.
Which kind of dovetails into further conversation, because anytime that you think of the College World Series, you think of the Major League Draft. The two have kind of coincided for periods of time. You know, Jim, where are we right now with the Major League Draft? It's obviously going to look a lot different. Is it going to be a one-year look, or is this going to be something rather that changes the future of the Major League Draft as we've known it?
I don't think it'll be drastic, but I think it's a harbinger of change. I mean, it's, you know, five rounds this year, only five rounds. If you don't get drafted, you can only sign for $20,000 max. You can use your bonus pool to pay extra money to guys who don't get drafted. I mean, it's terrible in a lot of ways. Next year's draft has already been cut to 20 rounds with the same limitations. Players can only get up to $100,000 up front. The rest of it gets deferred over 2 years.
Wow.
I would be willing to bet that given the economic state of not just baseball but the country, that I'll be surprised if we have a 20-round draft next year, to be honest, because we're not going to have anywhere close to a normal full season or a normal economy. The union certainly doesn't care really to stand up much for the draft and to get something they want. I wouldn't be surprised if the owners try to talk them into cutting it down to 10 rounds next year. So it'll be shorter. We're going to have fewer minor league teams going forward also, unfortunately. 42 teams sound like they're going to get cut. But, we won't have a minor league season probably this year, so that'll be next year. So it'll be fewer spots open on those teams, fewer rounds needed in the draft. I would bet, and again, I don't have any inside knowledge here, I would bet we have a 20-round draft going forward in the next CBA, which would start in 2022.
Jim Callis joining us, talking MLB draft, which is coming up in 6 days. Okay, the long and short of this, Jim, this year with the 5-round draft, who does that really benefit the most, and how does that, if you could predict, people that don't get drafted, if they're a high school senior or a junior college kid, what's their wisest next best move?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody really benefits, to be honest for you. Even the guys who are going to get drafted and get paid, almost all of their bonus spread over 2 years. I mean, they'll get their money eventually, but I don't know if it benefits anybody. I mean, the people who benefit best from this year's draft, not so much the format, but the shortened season, would be there's a lot of college pitchers who got off the hot starts and had fresh arms,
yeah,
and they didn't really get a chance. I mean, as Shane will tell you, I mean, you're probably throwing better in February in a lot of cases than you are in May and June because you're going to be tired, and guys didn't tail off. So I think maybe some of those pitchers helped themselves. It's tough because, last year you had almost 400 players after the fifth round signed six-figure bonuses. And, again, I mean, Shane knows this. I mean, most guys in college aren't on full scholarship, and they're not going out and buying cars with, like, a $125,000 bonus. They're paying off college loans, and you're getting paid next to nothing to play in the minors, so you're using that money to try to eat healthy and train. I mean, you get paid next to nothing for about 5 months of the year. So that money actually matters to the development of the players you're drafting, and they're taking it away from them. Now you can only get $20,000. I cannot imagine, unless it's somebody who just has a horrible financial situation at home, or they don't have the grades to get into school anywhere, I can't see any high school player signing for $20,000. That would make no sense. Junior college player, that would probably depend on, are you going to have a scholarship? At the place you thought you're transferring to for next year, there's going to be a scholarship crunch if a lot of college juniors and seniors come back, and you're going to find JUCO players and high school players who thought they were transferring or going to a school next year aren't going to have, playing time or scholarship room and won't go there. So I think the junior colleges, it kind of depends on what their situation is. A junior college player who has a chance to play, scholarship money and a chance to play at a D1 school next year, I don't know why you'd sign for 20. But the guys who probably should sign for 20, to be honest, if you went to college and your career goal was to play pro ball and you're a college junior and you thought, even if you're a guy who's going to go in the seventh round and maybe get, $175,000 or whatever, you probably should sign for 20 because next year, there's going to be fewer teams. The draft's 20 rounds right now. It might be fewer. If everybody goes back, you'll have all the guys who should have gone around 6 or 20 this year, plus all the guys who were going to go in round 6 or 20 next year. Half those guys can't get drafted. And the guys who go back this year, they're going to be 22 next year. And teams look at age.
Yeah, they do.
If I'm looking at a 21-year-old and 22-year-old, I'm drafting the 21-year-old, unless the 22-year-old just goes off as a fourth-year junior. And also, I mean, we don't even know what are college sports going to look like in 2021?
Yeah.
I mean, if there's not football, like what if some of the mid-major schools, or mid-major conferences don't have college baseball? So, it stinks. I mean, this system stinks. The $20,000 rule is horrible. But, again, if I'm a college junior and I want to play pro ball is my dream, and I get the opportunity to sign for 20 now, I have that opportunity, there's no guarantee it's going to come next year. They have a scholarship plan. Get the pro team to give you a very generous – it's not a scholarship per se. If you cash that in to complete your schooling, you have to pay taxes on it. But you can get whatever team you sign with. What they can do is give you educational incentives and pay for your education if you go back and get your degree. So you can do that, and that might make some sense. But it really, really is unfortunate.
Yeah, on a lot of different levels, as you've just very nicely laid out. In a weird kind of way, does this If we believe that the model for college baseball continues to exist in the way that it has, and I think that that's a real big if, and do you think somehow that this in a weird way would benefit the competitiveness of college baseball just by players having a place to play and not signing early?
Not really, because
right.
I mean, it gives guys have the opportunity to go back and be the same year of eligibility they were this year. But, you know, there's scholarship limits, you know, 11.7. And schools aren't going to get, you know, schools are definitely not pouring more money into college baseball next year in this economy. So, like,
sure.
11 points, somebody's going to get squeezed out. So for players who go back and get an opportunity to play, you're going to have incoming freshmen who probably have to go to a junior college. And I do think, with, you know, seniors being able to come back and have an extra year, I mean, you certainly weren't planning on your seniors coming back before this season started. You know, maybe they won't be on scholarship, but even if you figure out the scholarship stuff, you have a playing time crunch, because I would assume most of your juniors and seniors who you were planning on being gone who come back are guys who can play. You know they can play. Like they've already contributed to your program, so you're going to continue to give them playing time. So then, you know, your younger players who are going to get a chance to maybe play regularly in 2021, even if they're still on the roster, don't get as much playing time. And you essentially are going to have, you know, a double freshman class of the guys who are coming out of high school this year, plus all your freshmen from last year are still freshmen. I think it's, I mean, as a whole, once this stuff kind of settles out, you know, over the next 2-3 years, and maybe we have a 20-round draft and the economy gets back to normal, at that point, yes, I think you'll have, you know, it'll be better for college baseball in the long run. But for the next 3 or 4 years, you know, I think the effects of only having a 5-round draft and you know, being, you know, forced with roster crunches and scholarship crunches is going to be a huge headache for college coaches to deal with over the next couple of years.
Last year, Jim, 71% of the players drafted in the first 5 rounds, excuse me, were college players. Is it too elementary to predict that it'll be that way again this year, because at least college players got 14 or 15 games to show off this spring?
Yeah, I honestly think that this year's 5-round draft will look similar to the first 5 rounds of last year's draft. It'll just end. You know, I think that percentage might go up a little bit. I still think, you know, high school guys get seen over the showcase circuit over the summer and with Team USA, and there's TrackMan data and all that stuff. And, you know, like, so even though you didn't get as long looks as high school guys, or in some cases no looks at high school guys this spring, and it hurts guys, you know, like especially your projectable pitchers you were hoping to take a step forward, I still think you're going to see high school guys get paid. You know, maybe that number that was 71% last year, maybe it goes up to 75 or a little higher. Mm-hmm. I don't think that you're going to see all teams like get conservative, like, oh, we don't have enough on the high school guys, so we won't draft any.
Okay.
I do think the strength of this draft is college. College pitching is very, very strong this year, and the college hitting group is good too. So I think that'll play into, like, I think if it had been a normal year with no coronavirus and business as usual, that number might have gone up anyway. So we might see 75, you know, maybe even 80%, but I still think we'll see, you know, 30 to 40 high school guys get paid, you know, handsomely in the first 5 rounds.
Is this a reinventing of the wheel, or just a financial shift in the way that business is done in baseball? Is there a belief in baseball that the model that they've used for so many years with the draft, minor league baseball, is just simply outdated, or is it all bottom line driven?
I think both. I mean, on one hand, I would say, like, if you were setting up a development system for baseball, I don't know if you would set up the system they have today, where you have the concept of the org player, you know, where, you know, on your lower level teams especially, you have guys who are there to kind of fill out rosters so you can the best prospects have teams to play games with, type of thing. So it's not the most efficient, but I do think this is bottom line driven. You know, I do think, sure, you will save money. Major league teams will save money by having fewer minor league teams. And the cost of having minor league systems is going to go up because, and deservedly so, people are now, I mean, it's not anywhere close to the biggest outrage, but I think people are kind of unhappy and not accepting the fact that teams pay minor league players for 5 months of the year, very low wages, and, you know, that they're expected to condition and train and eat healthy for 12 months of the year and be on call for spring training and instructional league and wherever else the team, you know, wants to send you, because you're not going to tell the team no and put your career at risk. So, you know, paying players more is going to mean the costs go up, and I think it is a bottom line decision. And that said, I get some of those things, and obviously it's even more of a bottom line decision with everything that's going on with the economy and all walks of life in the U.S. right now is bad. But there's also some non-monetary value to having minor league teams too. You know, I think it creates fan interest, creates great grassroots interest, and you can't. There's value beyond money in a lot of things, and I think they'll lose some of that with a smaller minor league system. But I think that horse has left the barn. I mean, like Major League Baseball had the power in those negotiations before the coronavirus, because they have the players, and the minor league teams need the players. And now with, you know, the coronavirus, you know, I don't think we're going to have a minor league season. I don't think it's been officially announced. I mean, it's a disastrous year for the minor leagues. The minor leagues basically have to take whatever MLB will give them if they want to survive.
Talking to Jim Callis, senior writer for MLB Pipeline, MLB.com. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, the draft specials on MLB Network start this afternoon or tonight, right?
Yeah, it's I think, you know, for Central Time, it's 6 or 7. It kind of varies from night to night. But
uh-huh.
It's 6 or 7 each night for the next 6 days, starting with a Top 100 Prospect Show tonight. There will be a draft-related special. It's a Top 100 Prospect Show. I think tomorrow is a draft spotlight show where they kind of do Zoom interviews with a lot of players, and I think they kind of have them surprised by former major leaguers kind of Zoom bombing the interview and take it over.
Nice.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, and then they got the next 3 days over the weekend and Monday. I don't remember the exact order, but it's infielders, outfielders, and pitchers all get their own show. And then on the Tuesday before the draft, there will be – it's a GM special, and I think there's 6 or 7 GMs coming on to talk about the draft and stuff in general. So, like, that's a very small silver lining with everything that's gone on, is that I think the draft is getting – more attention than it normally would, because, I mean, there's really nothing else of actual, you know, that's actually happening currently in baseball right now.
So Spencer Torkelson, a kid from Arizona State, probably the crown jewel of the college position players, and a kid named Lacey, left-hand pitcher out of Texas A&M, maybe the best pitcher. Who are some other guys you're going to keep your eye on and will go early when the draft comes around?
Yeah, I mean, I think your first half dozen picks in some order will be, you know, Torkelson, like you said. I think he goes number 1 to Detroit. He's the best power hitter in the draft, best all-around offensive player, maybe coming out of the draft in like 20 years or so. You know, Austin Martin of Vanderbilt, outfielder, third baseman, best pure hitter in the draft, will go early. You mentioned Asa Lacy, the consensus best pitcher, lefty from Texas A&M. Georgia's right-hander Emerson Hancock, and Minnesota right-hander Max Meyer kind of right behind Lacy. You know, Reed Detmers of Louisville, lefty's a little bit more polished than those guys. You know, not quite as much stuff. And then you've got, you know, Nick Gonzalez, middle infielder from New Mexico State, who led NCAA in batting last year, homers this year, and was Cape Cod League MVP in between. And the high school crop isn't bad. It's just a very, very strong college crop. You're your best high school player, and he'll probably go in the top 5 or so picks, is a kid named Zach Veen, outfielder from Florida, offensive-minded guy, you know, probably winds up in right field. And if you want to dream a little bit, you can throw some, like, Cody Bellinger and Christian Yelich comps on him.
Mm-hmm.
One quick one from me, and I know we don't want to get into the morass of the Players Union and MLB. I'll just ask you a simple question. Will we have Major League Baseball in some shape or form this summer?
I'm trying to stay cautiously optimistic. I mean, without
gotcha.
Getting into the details of what's going on between the two sides, look, you're not going to have a deal that either side's going to love. I mean, it's just it's a bad situation with everything that's going on right now. So you're not going to have nobody's going to win this deal. You just have to find a deal that will work for both sides. And I'm trying to remain optimistic that both sides will realize, look, we're not going to get everything we wanted in a deal, but it behooves us both to play. So I keep repeating that to myself. So I will say yes, but it's tough to believe that at times.
It's getting harder by the day, though, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, it is.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, we'll find out. I mean, I got to think we'll know. I mean, the draft's the 10th and 11th. I got to think we're going to know pretty soon. You know, if not before the draft, then right
mm-hmm.
after it. I mean, look, I mean, it would be kind of interesting, and I have no idea this would happen. I'm just throwing this out there. I have no inside knowledge. But, like, it'd be pretty cool if we, you know, our two-hour pre-draft special on June 10th, leading up to the actual draft broadcast, what if Rob Manfred came on there with Tony Clark and announced, hey, we have a deal, we're doing this and this. I mean, that would be pretty exciting. That would seem to me to be
that'd be awesome.
Great time to announce that to everybody and also, you know, bring even more people into the draft broadcast. And again, I have no inkling that that's going to happen, but like, that seems like that would be a pretty cool time to do that.
And it's not apples to apples when it comes to the NBA, NHL, because their season's almost over and baseball hadn't started yet. So that's going to be messy, you know, to begin
with. Because you can jump right into the playoffs and the owners make, you know, like the playoffs are pure profit for the owners. So you can, you know, after like a tune-up, you could jump right into the playoffs and you don't, like, I haven't followed those as closely, but like I don't think people are talking about you having to reduce salaries because the owners, you know, the owners are going to make money. So it's a totally different animal, whereas, you know, obviously one of the issues in baseball is the players get paid more based on how many regular season games there are, and the owners, you know, make much more profit based on the postseason, and you've got to guard against if you have too long a season, then we run into a coronavirus resurgence in the winter, and we're trying to play the World Series in November. It's a totally different animal.
Go take care of those pups, Jim. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, good talk.
Thanks, Jim.
Take care.
All right, awesome.
See you.
Yeah. Jim Callis, senior writer from MLB Pipeline, MLB.com. And the draft is going to certainly look a lot different. Only 5 rounds, and there's a cap for free agents to sign, and certainly no guarantee of a minor league season if those undrafted free agents do sign. And I wouldn't want to have to wade through it. It's weird. And by the way, I got drafted twice. And neither one were in the top 5 rounds. So I have no idea what kind of advice to give somebody that goes undrafted. But
boy, how would that have changed your life?
I don't know.
I mean,
I have no idea.
Seriously. I mean, I those are very real questions right now. You're pretty elite if you're drafted in the first 5 rounds.
Mm-hmm. By the way, there is a collegiate summer baseball invitational that's going to be televised tonight on ESPN2. I'm not exactly sure how they came up with these players or what it would look like. 11 people from the SEC, 6 from the ACC, 3 from the Big 12 will be in this invitation that's played in Bryan, Texas.
Really?
84 players from around the country. Yeah.
I hadn't even heard of that. That's interesting.
I hadn't either. Huh. And honestly, you don't really pub it too much because, let's be honest, outside of our own little bubble, how many college baseball players have you really heard of? But I guess if you're kind of a geek and want a sneak peek of maybe some of the best players in the country, that's something. That'll be tonight on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock. All right. Our thanks to Jim Callis. And coming up next, we will reveal the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame class of 2020. That was announced yesterday on The Drive. And some familiar names and faces among the 10 we'll discuss when we come back.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.